This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Training camp has begun. Day two in the books today. DeAndre Hopkins didn't practice because he landed funny yesterday. Harp said he's fine, but abundance of caution. It's early in camp. He did not practice. Other than that, it was the same guys that didn't practice yesterday. Bone, we did a six-pack earlier about our bold predictions for training camp, but what are you hoping to see at training camp this summer?
Well, look, everyone's going to be keeping track of every single kick that Tyler Loop and John Hoyland attempt. So that's so much up in the air right there. Going to be paying attention to that. The safety position, it's going to be a couple weeks, I would think, until Eric DaCosta makes a move, if he makes a move. Do they need to bring in an extra safety? How much safety is Marlon Humphrey going to be playing? Awuzie, how much is he going to be playing? The edge rush position. Does Mike Green look the part? And look, you can pop off during training camp. You can pop off during preseason, and that doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to translate when the games get real. The inside linebacker position, Trenton Simpson in year three. Last year, he was a darling during training camp and preseason. It didn't happen in the regular season before getting benched towards the end of the year. What does that look like over there? And you know, rookies, of course. Malachi Starks, yep. What does he look like? It's those type of things. There's not the huge big ticket item for me in terms of position battles, which is a good thing. A lot of these roles are already defined. And inevitably, who's going to be that training camp darling? Who's going to pop off? Typically, it is a receiver. You threw out Dayton Wade, yeah. Ken, that everyone would get infatuated with. Or Jason, you mentioned Devontae Walker. I think he's going to get a lot of love as well.
Yeah, I mean, Cooper Rush and what that looks like, I'm interested to see. Everyone's talking about the kicker, and I get that. But I think the punter is under the punter should be punting for his career here. There's guys on the street. You don't have to have the competition here. You could just see how he does, and in a moment's notice,
fly three guys in and
have one of them. You decide one of them is better moving forward than, you know, year four of Stout. Injuries are already, you heard Bones report, they were freaking out. And look, there's people trying to act like, oh, it's just Justin Fields. No, man, you lose your starting quarterback in a non-padded practice the first day of training camp. It's a big bleeping deal. Like, so injuries are going to affect certain teams more than others. And, you know, you hope that that's not a storyline, but if it becomes one, and if it becomes one tearing through a particular position group, you know, we've seen that drill before, and that can overshadow everything. I think we're at the point where we're going to learn a lot more, in so much as we learn anything, in July and August about the special teams and the defense more so than the offense, because I think the offense is literally about keeping guys in bubble wrap.
Yeah, it's the same group. The offense is the same exact group. You're subbing in an Andrew Voorhees for a Patrick McCary and a DeAndre Hopkins for Nelson Aguilar. And then, of course, depth pieces in terms of the draft. But it's about the defense, because the defense cannot get off to the dreadful start that they had last year, where they were among the worst defenses in football the first 10 weeks of the season. You have to be ready to go out of the gate, because Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Jared Goff, C.J. Stroud, all Stafford, all of those quarterbacks are looming in the first 6 weeks.
Well, and then does someone come from that bin of all hype and no production, no delivery to this point? You know, I'm thinking about people like Ben Cleveland and David Ajabo, who, boy, there was we heard a whole lot about them when they were drafted and what they could be, and it's going to take a little time with both of them, but watch. You know, one's going to be a huge, impactful interior lineman, and the other one has got better pass moves than anybody. Is you know, better pass rush moves than anybody on the team already. Like, does somebody take advantage of their ninth live and use it to their advantage, or you know, do those roster spots end up going to an undrafted kid, and those guys are gone?
We were on opposite sides on the David Ajabo, because we both had him in our bowl predictions. But I just have this sneaking suspicion David Ajabo is going to have himself a camp and make things difficult on the Ravens. And maybe that becomes he gets traded, like you said.
Oh, if he has a camp, then I don't think it's going to make things difficult. They're going to lean into salvaging this thing and keeping him. Like, I don't think it's going to be a case of he looks great in the preseason and he looks healthy and he looks spry. And he's holding up in the run game, which we've yet to see. And then they're going to trade him for a fifth. Like, I don't.
But given the numbers, though, that'd be six edge guys. You're robbing Peter to pay Paul somewhere.
Somebody's going to get hurt. There's always those. Some of those decisions will be made for them. But I would be stunned if he looks better than he ever has, and now they trade him for what they could get for him. I just, that would surprise me.
You also think they're gonna that still a vet might be coming walking through those doors before the end of camp.
You had Judon.
I had Judon.
Which is interesting, because he'll be cheaper than Clowney.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know that they want to wait till in season, because again, the first 6 weeks is kind of where it's at. So, like, we'll bring somebody in October. Well, I mean, you may, because you've lost a couple games you really wish you'd won. But I think, ideally, this guy is brought in at the end of August and he practices with you for 2 weeks and he's there for week one.
No, I don't see it being a Van Noy situation of a couple years ago.
No,
this guy's,
me neither.
This guy's going to be ready to go come week one. Now, I don't think it's going to be this week, next week. I think mid-August at the earliest when they bring in a guy after the first preseason.
Unless that injury thing happens and all of a sudden now it's like, hey, we don't know if this guy's going to be there in two weeks. We better go get him now.
Yeah.
It's one of those, and I hate to say this, because the last time we said a camp, which was spring training, was boring, then the bleep hit the fan with Grayson Rodriguez the next day.
That's what Sander and Tima.
But it does feel like this is going to be a boring training camp.
Because ultimately, guys, like, and those first four games, or really first six games, are going to be exciting, especially when they play the Bills and the Chiefs and in terms of tie-breaking situations. But it's the same thing locally and nationally. Like, it's almost, all right, let's get to the playoffs. Like, let's see this thing in the playoffs. Can they finally get over the hump? Because assuming health, they're obviously going to be playing games in January.
Yeah, I mean, I think you really want to be in fast forward mode this time of year, because you just want to find out who got hurt and who didn't get hurt and what our hand looks like for week one. Because, you know, as much as we're talking about this guy making incremental gains or that guy making incremental gains, the risk reward is you've got a whole lot more at stake in terms of the plus minus coming out on the negative side than the plus side. You know, for what's gained out of these additional reps, and maybe that being where Ajabo turns the corner or where Keaton Mitchell really looks all the way back, would it from that same rep, a starter you hope was going to play 900 downs for you is now out for the year, that's a loss. So Yeah, I mean, the regular season, I don't know, man. I think there'll be plenty. It'll be plenty compelling, and they should be competing for a one seed, and that'll have inherent, you know, watchability attached to that. While I think there's a potential for them to win this division, I won't say going away, but by multiple games, I don't know that they're going to have the one seed put away, and that's going to be a big that's a big deal for them.
Ravens back on the practice field tomorrow as training camp continues. Coming up next, though, supposedly a big day post-game or post-practice sound. We're going to hear maybe some Jair Alexander, some Marlon Humphrey. They spoke after practice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hear from him next.
Let's see. I mean, I'm in love. You know, what can I say? The weather's great. The fans are great. I mean, the city's great. So I think I'm in a great place.
That's new Raven Jair Alexander. Second day of practice for him as a Raven, and he loves Baltimore. It's the honeymoon period.
Let these 2 o'clock practices in another couple of weeks and full pads when it's 99 degrees and 99% humidity. That ain't Lambo temperatures.
Couple of weeks. I think tomorrow it's going to be pushing 100.
But I don't know if they're in full pads tomorrow. I'm talking about real practices in the crazy heat and humidity.
And also, it's rained a lot recently. It hasn't been great weather.
Well, that keeps the temp down, too.
I guess the humidity.
It keeps it down. But, like, he's very happy to be here.
It was his choice.
Yes. You want to hear more from him?
No. Stop.
Boom. Would you like to hear more from him?
I would, actually, okay. Yes. Well,
so then we're going
to
over.
Well, I just wanted to mix it up, because every time you ask, you get the same answer.
Well,
so
I do like a curveball. Obviously, Lamar Jackson was his college teammate, so here's Alexander talking about Lamar.
That's my boy, you know, like, first name, last name basis, like, you know, so we, you know, it's funny, we was always talking about this, you know, so it's crazy how God works and brought us together, so, I mean, I'm happy.
The football gods brought Jair Alexander to Baltimore.
First name, last name basis. Are there any people that, there's at least one that my friend Matt Boyd.
See the one we banned?
The one you're not supposed to speak of?
No. That's Robbie. No, Matt Boyd. Like, it's not just Matt. It's not his last name.
You always call him Matt Boyd.
Yeah. Do you know anybody like that?
I definitely have had that dynamic in the past because I knew what you were talking about, as soon as you said it, but I don't know. My sphere and orbit, Bone, I don't know if you've noticed, continues to get
shrinks.
So I don't,
I will tell you a funny story because you know my friend Steph.
Yes.
So all of her friends I refer to by their first and last name. That's how I help me remember.
Interesting.
Like, I'll be like Carla Chow and Chrissy Severino.
Say it out loud to them too?
I say yes. Yeah. That's how I remember them. I say their full names.
Interesting.
Yeah. So more from Jair Alexander. Would he have signed with the Ravens if Lamar wasn't here?
That'd be tough, man. Like, I probably would explore more options, but that's my boy, and I want to win one with him.
I appreciate the honesty.
Yeah, well, remember the video that Ravens Productions put out, like, right after he's in the building and Lamar's in the building and they're hugging it out in that room. So, obviously, they are close.
All right, so we think the Ravens are going to be a pretty good football team.
They stay healthy.
They'll probably be ahead in some of these games.
Yes. Yeah.
Does Lamar Jackson throw a touchdown pass to Jair Alexander at some point this season?
Wow.
As, do you if risk it's going injury? Well, if it's going well, then you do that as sort of like an olive branch to try to get him, you know what I mean, to seriously consider coming back.
I'm going to go on a limb a month from now and change when we do bowl predictions for the season. I think that's going to be on your list. That's bold.
Oh, I don't know. I have to think that whole list through, but I just wonder about that.
Do you risk the injury factor? This is a guy
catching
that missed a lot
football?
Of football.
I mean, is that, I mean.
Hey, we just saw, who was the offensive line, or no, defensive lineman who tore his ACL catching a touchdown for the Bengals last year, Hubbard?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I mean.
That was the last play in the NFL because he retired.
Bad karma?
I just, this guy's
bad
missed
juju?
So much time.
That's, he's missed a lot of time.
How many touchdowns did Mike Vrabel catch?
I know a lot.
Man. A lot.
But he did not have injury concerns, Bone. And you're not allowed to talk about Mike Vrabel's touchdowns. That happened. How many?
Probably on the cusp.
Yeah, do you think it was there?
We'd have to go to the official rule book.
Yeah, we have to go look at that.
I think that's potentially, he potentially did not commit a crime there. A crime against the show.
No.
One, all right, earlier, J.J. Watt. He caught some touchdowns.
Yes, he did. Yeah, he did. Not as many as Vrabel, but yeah. One more from Jair Alexander. Jair, how are you physically?
Physically, I'm great. I'm out there practicing, and I can't thank God enough.
So he's good right now.
Wow. It's early.
It's
really early.
Yeah.
Day two.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed.
Kyle Van Noy spoke today.
No.
Jason, would you like to hear from him?
No. Yeah. I would.
Do they have a Super Bowl roster on paper?
Ask me that in a couple of weeks into the season, I'll be able to answer it better. It's still way too early. Like, on paper, we got some guys, but it doesn't mean if we don't play together.
Wow.
Right? We had guys last year that were talented, and we didn't work out as well as we did right in the beginning. Mm. And, you know, we got it together towards the end of the season, but we're way beyond that. We're at a new ground, and we're all hungry. I think this group is determined to right the wrongs that we've had. We've felt like we've let some games slip, and we just got to knock it off, you know, just in general, like as a team. And I think with, you know, Harbaugh, the way he's been coaching us and the players receiving what he's saying and then going out for the first 2 days, I think you're going to continue to see progress through this spring ball, or excuse me, through the fall camp or summer camp, whatever people call it now. I don't know. But we're just going to continue to get better. I think everybody's on that right page. But, you know, on paper, it's fine, but we'll see when we put it together.
Two things. Speaking of a guy that wants to get into media one day, Kyle Van Noy, and also I guess he wanted to get all the seasons in there at the end. We got spring, fall, summer. Didn't get winter. No, I did not get the winter. But said a lot there, Jason.
Well, I think my takeaway is sort of something that I've intimated numerous times, which is like last year they got back to a baseline and got back to some fundamentally sound tenets of zone football that kept things in front of them and allowed them to save their season. But they need to pick up at a higher level than that, and that they need to be, you know, we need to be in, you know, thesis master's level courses, not, you know, cover two 101.
They need to pick up where they left off, and that's weeks 11 through 18. But the one difference that they need to realize this year is forced turnovers. And we heard the importance of that. Marlon Humphrey talking about that during mandatory minicamp. They have to take the ball away more this year.
One more from Kyle Van Noy. Why haven't they been able to get over the hump the last 2 years?
I mean, we could be here all day talking about that. I mean, I don't like bringing up the past, but, you know, we didn't play well enough on both sides of the football. You know, defensively, you go back and look at the Chiefs game, we got outperformed in the first half, and we turned the ball over. The Buffalo game, we didn't perform well enough offensively and defensively in the first half, which ended up not helping us at the end of the game. So if we just continue to play complementary football, which we do majority of the season, if we continue to do that each and every game and stack, I think we'll put a better performance in the postseason. The coaches do a great job of getting us ready. Us players, you know, leadership, all need to get on the same, we are on the same page, but just with the right mindset every single time and be cohesive and execute at a high level during the high pressure games.
He didn't want to talk about the past, but then gave a detailed explanation as to both losses.
Yeah, but I don't, I mean, the whole stacking, and I mean, they went 14-2 in the regular season, had the number one seed. I mean, I don't know what, I don't, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know what more they could have done there that would have helped them win. Coaches have to be more prepared. They have to have a better game plan and be even more malleable than they've been in the past. Well, at times they've deviated from the game plan too far too quickly, but like the coaches have to be more on point. The execution has to be more on point, like building up a decent lead would be, you know, that against a guy, and I'm talking about against that version of the Steelers last year, but I mean like against a Buffalo or a Kansas yeah. City, like who you're going to have to get through
yes.
to go to the Super Bowl, like getting, like actually spending more time in the of that playoff game tied or with a lead than trailing, like that would help.
I know I'm sounding like a broken record, but it's turnovers. You lost the turnover battle -3 in Buffalo. You're not winning in Buffalo when you're turning the ball over that much and you're not getting any takeaways. And that has been a consistent theme in playoff games started by Lamar Jackson. He turns the ball over a lot. The defense doesn't force turnovers.
Well said, Bone. When we come back, Tony Manzalino spoke post-game after the Orioles salvaged one in Cleveland. We recap the series next here on The Fan. That's Tony Manzalino after the game today talking about Charlie Morton, the stability he's brought. And if he's here, good. If not, I'll find somebody else. But Charlie Morton got the win today.
Should he really be saying I want him to stay?
Well, he likes him personally.
He likes him.
Make those decisions, yeah. So he can say that. He has no bearing on whether he stays or not. So whether he throws in that he likes him.
But if the organization, like the
I got no problem
the owner,
with that.
I mean the owner. The GM went on the airwaves on Sunday and said the games don't matter. We got to sell the guys who we got to sell. Like that's more important than the games.
Manzalino's not going to be here.
I think he's meaning it from I think he's talking about interpersonally, like having him in the clubhouse. I don't think it, and I think he also knows he ain't going to be here.
Yeah,
but,
exactly.
But I think he means having him in the clubhouse.
I don't have any issue with that.
But he also said, if he ain't, we'll figure something else out.
We were talking about him. Well, no. I
got no problem
with the fact that he is so ill-equipped for this. Yes. I hate that. I don't know him. I got nothing against him.
You hate
the fact that he's in this role, that we're in year 7 and we're supposed to be on the other side of the rebuild.
It's not his fault.
And I got to listen to this crap.
That's true, bro.
Like we're talking about fast forwarding through the Ravens season. Like can we fast forward through this?
Yeah.
I want to enjoy the Ravens season. I'm not in a hurry to get to the playoffs. But this is man.
Jason?
Give me
Bone,
more.
Would you like to hear more from Tony Manzalino?
Punch me in the face again.
Say no.
Punch me in the face again.
So we were a little surprised that Morton came back out for the 7th inning. Well,
TM.
Skip, was it because the bullpen's a little taxed?
Sure. I went to Charlie after the 6 and just asked him what he wanted. I think he was at like 93, 94 pitches right in there. And it was a hot day. He had kind of grinded there for a little bit, a couple innings. So, you know, had he not wanted to come out in the 7th, we would have gone to the pen. Probably Martin is what we were kind of leaning towards. But it was a non-issue with Charlie. Charlie wanted out there in the 7th. So we gave it to him.
There you go. He's a vet. He wanted back out. They gave it to him.
Might be the last 2 outs he gets in those uniform. Who knows?
Yeah, I mean, it feels like he's been here. It feels like more than half feels like more than 60% of a season or 66% of a season.
It's been a long year. Yeah.
But I mean, even just the whole Morton of it alone. I mean, I'm going to take everything else out. Like, it feels like just the Morton saga.
Well, how about early Morton? That was
been
fun.
A lot.
Yeah. Yes.
The early morning, him getting his brains beat in, then he went to
going
the bullpen,
to the pen.
And then back out.
Gibson started a game that Charlie Morton then came in.
That happened.
That was fun.
Well, and it's a shame that, like, Because even his post-game comments, like, there's a lot to this guy. I had a lot of respect for this guy. It's just a shame that, like, Grayson, I mean, Grayson's been around him, I guess, but, yeah, like, not really competitive.
What's he learned?
Not like where Grayson, you know, maybe tried to pull something during an outing, and then Morton could have pulled him aside and said, hey, that's not really kosher, or I wouldn't do that again. Like, he can't get that kind of learning from him. And Bradish hasn't been able to pitch at all while
I bet Morton's you he learned pitching. More.
Probably. But, like,
because he's been around.
I wish that that could have actually played out in a meaningful, in a more meaningful way than it was able to.
Bone, would you like to hear one more from Skip?
I would.
Tony Manzolino, why Gregory Soto for the ninth?
Well, it was more the eighth inning. So, you know, Sir's our best guy right now down in the bullpen. I think everybody can kind of agree on that. He's been really good here for a while, minus a couple outings surrounding the All-Star break. So you're going through the 3-4-5 in the eighth inning. That's the best part of their order. We're going to throw our best guy right there. Hopefully it lands at the bottom of their order, and then we'll go to Soto in that spot.
I do want to point out the last time we heard him say everybody can agree on that, that was about Ramon getting more at-bats.
And T.O.
Yeah, T.O., yes. Everybody can agree on that.
Yeah,
I don't think he said that for the Jackson Holiday as your leadoff hitter for the next 5 years. Did he follow it up with that? I don't think so.
No, I don't think so. But he did say it about Ramon.
Mm-hmm.
We will come back. We will get the text of the day.
Rocky's coming to town.
Yes. Floppy hats and sections. Colton Cowser sections. That's this weekend, I think. Doesn't matter. But coming up next.
Savannah Bananas. I think that's next weekend.
Next Friday.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to one
I'm
of them.
I'm going too. I'm going to Friday.
I don't know, I think
Matt
we're Saturday.
Boyd, coincidentally we're Saturday. Enough, Matt Boyd texted me asking me. I was like,
how about that? Represent.
6 o'clock. The Fresh Take is back.
We don't get enough of the Fresh
Cordell,
Take.
No, we do not.
No, we don't.
Cordell Woodland, Beltway, Ben Hall.
Bone Overdrive?
Yeah.
Isn't this usually Bone Overdrive season? Yeah, aren't we entering Bone Overdrive? Or that's after baseball?
That's,
there's not going to be any postseason. So.
That's after baseball. But, yeah, well.
Yeah.
Take it or leave it.
That would have been nice. Yeah, it would have been nice.
Bone Overdrive.
Are you breaking some news?
I'm not breaking some news.
You know what's inside the monkey Munana yet? You got off easy this week.
You know
what
was
easy this week?
Peak Bone Overdrive at the Cross Street Market when somebody's playing music right next to him and he's doing Bone Overdrive.
Someone would yell into my mic when I'm doing Bone Overdrive.
But you're telling me.
I don't know. I mean, we'll see.
So hard. It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday.
I'm your P1.
Yeah.
I need to know first. I'm your number one listener.
Don't pander to me.
I'm being serious. Love listening to you on the app.
Text of the day next. Before we get to the text of the day, just want to point out that after we are done, the Fresh Take hits you at 6 o'clock.
Fired up.
Cordell Woodland straight from Ravens practice, and Beltway Ben Hall will take you through the evening so you get yourself some local sports talk, and they'll get you caught up on the Orioles and Ravens and more.
That's a show that should be on our airways all the time.
Every day.
I cannot complain about that show at all.
I'm here for it.
Yeah. That way, Ben, we can...
Ben looking for some headphones?
Yeah, there it is. Yeah, but a little inside radio there. Just got to get ready for the show.
Yep.
Beltway, Ben, before we get to the text today, do you want to preview the Fresh Take for the people?
Yeah, we'll be talking about the Orioles, what we think they'll do at the deadline. Ravens training camp started. Talk a little bit Jair. Pretty simple.
Ice cube?
We might go around. We don't have our friend Ice Cube today. And maybe next week.
Ice T? Big Daddy Kane?
Ice T.
Big Daddy Kane be good. Cool Mo D? Any Cool Mo D?
They run any basketball leagues?
No.
Yet.
KRS-One?
Oh. Boogie. Is that Boogie Down Productions? I think. Yeah. Look at me. Let's get the text of the day, Beltway Ben.
Check 1-2. Check.
Text of the day is sponsored by Oarsman Automotive. Driven by OarsmanCars.com, your trade is always worth more at Oarsman. Shop their entire inventory now at OarsmanCars.com. Text of the day comes from Patrick in Tyson's Corner, who says, MLB can try to tilt the odds to keep teams from tanking, but they aren't able to do anything about front office incompetence. Before last night's game, didn't Manzo say that Kobe Mayo had a long way to go to become an everyday big leaguer, but he didn't elaborate. So I thought, then why is he here? And since he is, why isn't he playing more?
It's a very good question.
They're an unserious baseball organization. It's sad but true. Hopefully they'll get some real people in here early next offseason.
Smart people in Tyson's corner, that's for sure.
It's what they're known for.
Yeah, brains. Brains. What do we have on tomorrow's show, Bon?
Tomorrow's show, we are very busy. Now we got Thomas Harding, who covers the Rockies for MLB.
Worst team in Major League history.
Yes.
Worse than last year's White Sox.
Yes.
Ariel Epstein, we'll talk to her. Solomon Wilcox, what the heck is going on
Cincinnati? Solly told us everything was copacetic there, remember?
He did. Juan Dixon will be joining us, and Cordell Woodland, get a training camp report from him.
Yeah, Juan Dixon coaches the Maryland-based team in the TBT, Shell Shock, and they are in the Elite Eight of that winner-take-all million-dollar tournament. I think the Elite Eight game is Monday, so we'll talk to Juan tomorrow about that whole thing. It's a pretty fascinating tournament they got going on that TBT. They do it every year. Should be fun.
I saw Daryl Morsell
said you can bet on it.
What's that?
You can.
So right?
You guys are covering on one bet.
I didn't know
it
was
cover everything.
Bettable. We have
everything's
not,
bettable.
Yeah. Daryl Morsell hit a buzzer beater. I saw. Was that their last game?
Well, I don't know if it's a buzzer beater. There's an Elam ending. So basically, the way it works is. It's not that they do have a running clock during the game, but then they eventually announce what the final point total will be.
Right.
So when you hit that point total, it ends the game. So it's not a buzzer beater.
Okay.
Game so that's shot. What he did. Yes. Yes.
You got Volo tonight. Speaking of highly competitive endeavors,
I have softball
with a bunch of married people.
Cup in hand.
No, not cup in hand. At 8:00.
Oh, under the lights.
Yeah. Nice. Patterson.
Sounds like a date night.
No.
Huh? Watch me hit bombs, hon.
Yeah.
There you go, Bark. Watch me hit bombs.
Coming up next, don't change that dial. Cordell Woodland, Beltway Ben Hall.
Fresh take.
Fresh take, taking you through your night right here on 105.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.